Hey, Andy, I'm live on the recorder here. I hear you have some exciting news for us.
Pete, about Joe with, let me see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 dogs. He was about a minute in front of Wade Mars. We actually pulled right out onto the little hill here just as he was coming around the corner on the slough. Got here just in time. I got video of him coming in. His team looks really good. They're all up and kind of prancing around here. The vets are looking at him right now. Stu Nelson's down here. Bruce Lee's down here talking to him. It's a beautiful morning out here, too. Not a cloud in the sky and no wind.
The time this morning was pretty unbelievable. It looks like he's going to be right at nine, a little bit under, a little bit over 9 hours here.
Yeah, he's had some of the best times in the race since mid-race on, you know, so I kind of figured, and he's been running a pretty conservative schedule with this young team, and it makes sense that he'd cruise in here like that. They look really good.
You know, you're a former musher. How far, you know, when they make a move like this, do you think he'll, what do you think his rest will be today?
Well, I mean, if he's pushing for, like, the victory, you know, this is where you, like, do I do 3 or 4, you know? I bet he'll do 5, you know? It seems like 5-hour rest, maybe 6, and then push over the hills, you know. It's a longer trail to Koyuk this year because I guess the trail goes around the ice as opposed to across the ice. So people are kind of been discouraged from going on one long run to Koyuk. And that doesn't seem like something, I mean, unless he really feels like he can make a really big move here and pass a whole bunch of people, which maybe, you know, I'll talk to him and see if he feels that way. But I'm not sure he'd make that big of a move, you know. So I would say 5 hours or something. We'll get a better feel for it here after he gets up to the checkpoint. I can talk to him a little bit. So,
okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll give us a call back then, and we'll talk to you then. Tell us about coming into the checkpoint, and he was duking it out with Wade Mars there for a bit on the tracker. How did that all play out?
Well, just as soon as I got out to the edge of the little bluff here, I could see two teams. Pete was right on the corner coming into the slough there about a quarter mile out, and Wade was about 200 yards right behind him, and they were both moving really nicely. So I didn't see any of the back and forth that had been going on all morning or whatever, but you know, they both cruised right in. Wade is parked right behind him now. They just put him in the same aisle here next to the snow berm. So and yeah, I mean, I didn't see any of the duking it out, but clearly their, you know, their paces are pretty close right now, and it's always good at this point in the race. It gives you a little bit extra, you know, oomph to have somebody that you're racing with. Kind of makes you want to compete a little more and push your team, and, you know, it is still a race even if you're not going for the victory, so.
All right, Andy, well, from Unicleat at the checkpoint with Pete Kaiser and Wade Mars, and we'll talk to you in a bit. Thanks a lot.
Okay.